The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. We hear Jesus talk about humility in today's gospel reading in two examples. An example, the first one of taking the lower place, which is good practical advice, and the second teaching about doing good to those who cannot repay you, also a good piece of advice. The first one about taking the lower place at a banquet. I should have been following that more closely a few years ago when I went to a wedding reception. Usually most wedding receptions are on Saturday evenings, and I have a Saturday evening mass, so I tell them, "Get started without me, I'll get there when I can, and I'll join you for dinner." I arrived at this wedding banquet. I saw an open place at the table near the front with the parents of the bride. There was an open spot there. I thought, naturally, that's my spot. I proceed to walk right up there, and I realize right when I get there, someone was already sitting there but had left to go do something, and there was nothing to eat, and I looked a little sheepish. And the parents of the bride said, "Oh, Father, you're actually sitting over there," and I had to move over there. So don't assume that you have the highest place, and don't try to get the highest place at a banquet, at an event of honor. This is a teaching for disciples, for us to remember humility, not to try to get recognition, not to attempt to impress other people by our standing or our achievements, rather to take a lower place, accept humbly where we are in the world, not to try to jockey for the best position, because you may just find, we might find that we think we know where we're going to be, but someone says, "Actually, that place is reserved for somebody else, you go down to that lower place." On the other hand, if we take the lower place, we might find that we're invited up to a greater place of honor. So good practical advice, and on a spiritual level, just as Jesus humbled himself to become flesh and blood, humbled himself to come down from heaven, to dwell on this earth, to take upon himself human suffering, he humbled himself in so many ways, and he invites his disciples to do the same, to humble ourselves every day. The second teaching is about doing good to those who cannot repay you. Jesus says, when you hold a lunch or dinner, don't invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors. They can pay you back. Rather, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Does Jesus literally mean that at every meal we have to invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind? This is one of those instances in Scripture where Jesus is making a point, but we don't necessarily read this literally, although it wouldn't be a bad idea to invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind to an event that we are hosting. That would be a good thing to do. And other ways that we can live out this teaching, I think in day by day, looking for instances where we can do good to people who cannot repay us, looking for a way to extend ourselves to help somebody that might not even know what we did. For example, we're walking in a park. We see a piece of trash sitting on the grass or an aluminum can strewn to the side. Maybe we just humbly go pick it up, look for the trash can or the recycling container, and put it in there and move on our way. We've done something nice, but we're not looking to get repaid for it. We're just contributing to the good of the park and to nature. Maybe we could let somebody into traffic at the zipper merge on the freeway. That's what we're supposed to do anyways. That's, I guess, the new law. The new suggestion is you merge at the merge point. But some of us, we forget that or we don't realize it. We get in that long line of cars and then we see these latecomers trying to get in at the last minute as they're really supposed to do to help the flow of traffic. But even at other times, letting somebody in when we could drive right past and say, no, you wait. Just letting somebody in, taking a few seconds out of our busy driving time to let someone in. They're never going to pay us back. We might never get a reward for that. It's a good, generous thing to do. We could be more patient and kind with a coworker that gets on our nerves or is hard to get along with. We could listen to somebody tell a story, the same story we've heard more than once, someone dealing with memory issues. Maybe this is a parent, a relative, or a friend. Being patient with them as they forget what they've told us, and we listen to them attentively and laugh at the end of the joke, even though we've heard it many times before. This person with the memory issues isn't going to realize the kindness we're paying to them, but maybe one day we're going to be the person telling the joke more than once. Somebody's going to be kind to us to laugh. Just today as I was walking near Beaver Lake Park where I live, and I was praying about the homily today. I sometimes ask the Lord, give me some good ideas of what I could say in the homily this evening. Give me an example of a random act of kindness a person could do without trying to get repaid for it. And as I was walking along, I saw a father with three little children, and they were walking towards the lake. The two older ones got ahead, and the littlest one was back by his father. Eventually, he started to run a little bit ahead, and he was going to cross the path where I was walking. And this little boy, about 4 years old, just as he walked in front of me, he turned to me, he saw me, and he said, "Excuse me." And then he kind of went across the path. I thought, that's kind of cute. So his father, by this point, had gotten up to me, and his father didn't hear what he said. I said, "Your little boy just crossed in front of me and said, 'Excuse me.'" I said, "That was really cute." And the father said, "Oh, hey, thank you. Oh, have a great day." And then as he went down to his children, I was past them by now, and I could heard what he said. I forget the boy's name, Zachary. Or "Zachary, I heard you said excuse me to that man. That was really, really nice." Paying a compliment to a stranger is this example. Maybe you've seen somebody in public where they're do something nice with their children, and we compliment somebody, a stranger that we don't even know, we'll never see them again. How good that feels, though, to that person to receive a compliment, that someone noticed something about them or their family. These are just ways that we can be generous in situations day by day where we're not trying to get noticed or paid back. Why do we do this? Jesus says, do this because by doing this, we're sharing the love and the generosity that God has blessed us with. And the more we share, the more we give, the more we receive. The more we help another person, the more we find that we grow in the life of grace. We'll find more fulfillment the more we share God's love, because God is love. And the more we imitate that and give that to others, the more we grow in a life of grace. So these are two good examples today in the gospel reading, taking the lower place, being humble, doing good to those who cannot repay us. These are really good ways to be a disciple of Jesus Christ.